evening. This is M5AOW, the control for Black River Valley Service. My name is Bob. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Rat, Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find a net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, New York, and I believe I'm the only one in the queue.
All right, very good, Kevin. Hope your day went well. What's new with you? KD2 FPM M5AOW.
Hey, Bob, and hello to everyone up in the North Country. KD2 FPM here, Kevin James out here in the central southern tier, Oneonta. Bob, I'm actually on my laptop tonight, so I can see if anyone else logs into Echolink, and I'll try to advise you if I see any changes. So far, I don't see anything else coming up yet. So right now, I got 33 degrees on the outside, cloudy skies. I'm hearing rumors of a cold polar air mass coming in, I believe, I'm going to say Monday to Tuesday, but then temperatures will moderate by the end of next week. So as you can tell, I'm prepping to get my weather forecasts together and recorded for the radio station. As for today, it was a little challenging. The starter on my Jeep decided to go bye-bye and become inconsistent, so I had to use the Shoe Leather Express to go and get another starter, and then I had to roll the Jeep downhill in order to get it to start, and then I got it up to my buddy's house, and he was kind enough to install it for me. So the Jeep is back in service. With that, I'll say 7-3, back to net control. This is KD2 FPM.
All right, very good, Kevin. Geez, I hope you didn't have to walk too far to get that. That can be a task in itself just to get that done. For anything like me, I can't walk too far without being out of breath. So, makes it difficult at times, and the cold doesn't help. I think that enhances the probability of me being short of breath or whatever. Well, I'm glad you got it back together and up and running again. You know, you have these kind of problems and you wish they happen in the summertime where conditions are a whole lot more acceptable to get things done. Unfortunately, you know, it's like heat in the house. If the furnace is going to quit, it's going to quit on the cold day. So, well, I hope you have a good evening. Have a wonderful New Year's. I know we're planning on staying home. The weather hasn't been good here all day, and I looked out a little while ago. It was snowing again, but I don't believe we're going to get too much accumulation, at least for the next couple hours, and maybe with a little luck, not overnight either, you know, an inch or two or whatever, that'll be all right. Okay, 73, Kevin, and again, have a safe, wonderful New Year. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins. I had another one of those days. I stayed in, got a few things done in the house, rerouted a few cables for the TV and the internet, and neaten things up a little bit. I gotta do that in the living room. That's always one of those chores. You hate to start because you really get involved in it, and it's like a can of worms, but somewhere along the line, you need to make sense of it, and the time is coming up very shortly. I'm going to do exactly that. The other one, I rerouted a bit and put a new amplifier on the system itself, so it kicks it up a few dB and makes the signal a little bit stronger. So it'll work out good. Well, with that, let me make another call, see if anyone would like to check in. This is N5AOW, at control for the Black River Valley service net, looking for additional check-ins. Well, Kevin, looks like it's just you and I this evening, and I guess that's pretty well it. Everyone's out either partying or visiting friends and enjoying the evening. You know, we're going to stay in. We usually do, and we may not even stay up to see the ball drop, but sometimes you never know. You get done with a movie, and you find yourself there. So, anyway, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Yeah, KD2FPM with a quick comment.
Okay, Kevin, you got the floor.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that walk earlier was a little wild, like you said, being a little out of breath. Going down wasn't too bad. Coming back, I mean, it's fairly level, but there is a slight decline as you go down towards the center of town here in Oneonta, and a little rise coming back. And of course, I was smart enough, I brought my portable radio with me, so I got to chat with a couple of my buddies, and everyone was all of a sudden all worried about me and, you know, making sure it's okay. So it's kind of funny, but, you know, yeah, like I say, we got the project done. A good friend of mine helped me out up in Milford, about 10, 15 minutes north of me here. So that was kind of nice. So we got to hang out for the afternoon. All right, yeah, and I will say a Happy New Year to you and to all that are listening. Be safe out there if you're out and about. You know, like I say, I was hit by a drunk driver 15 years ago, so I know the after effects of not making good decisions and what happens. And, you know, myself being a victim, it's not fun. So I live with it every day, and it's not the best deal. So, all right, with that, like I say, I'll stay 7-3. I'll hand it back. KD2FBM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, yeah, I remember when you and I were talking, I guess it was early part of this year or the latter part of last year, you were telling me about that. Well, I feel bad for you, you know, it's one of those things to go through when, of course, I've got trouble on my back pretty, it seems like it's getting worse, and I guess it's deterioration of one sort or another, but, you know, when you have an impact like that, boy, that's just, I can't even imagine what that had to be, you know, dealing with, you had to deal with on that, so, yeah, you have first-hand experience with that, not pleasant, not to mention the recovery period. Okay, I'll make another call for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is N5AOW. I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Kevin for checking in. You have the best of the New Year's. and a safe one. And the same for all those that listen. This is N5AOW Clear.
Alright, yeah, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, Happy New Year. 73KD2FPM is clear.
Stations, I would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations, come out please.
Stations with or without feathers. After the tail drops, please.
This is N2PFM. Good evening, Jack. No traffic and a happy new year to you. N2PFM clear.
PFM. Good evening, George. And Happy New Year to you as well. Looking for any additional stations after the failed ops, please. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to both. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow, and Happy New Year to everyone. KA2 that ends up.